Hello and welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be Pete Pumiglio. He was a clarinet and saxophone player, and in my opinion, he was highly underrated. I tried to get biographical information about Pumiglio, but could not find much. Pumiglio happens to be mentioned only three times, and very briefly each time, in Lost Chords. He's not listed in Grove's Encyclopedia of Jazz, in Who's Who of Jazz, etc. I did a bit of Googling, but not much turned up. Basically, in 1927 or so, he started recording with the California Ramblers. Eventually, he was a replacement for Bobby Davis, who had gone to England at the end of 1927 to join Fred Elizalde. Pete Pumiglio gained some fame as part of the Raymond Scott Quintet in the 1930s. I also found out that he accompanied Tony Bennett in some of his recordings in the 1950s. 1958, he was one of the musicians playing in the epic LP entitled Flames, Flappers, and Flasks. Joe Glover, he was a pianist for Milt Shaw's Detroiters, brought together several 1920s musicians for a special recording of this LP. Among those musicians were Charles Margulies, fellow trumpet player with Bix in the Paul Whiteman Orchestra, Andy Rosso, he was a trombonist for the Roger Wolfgang Band, Chet Hazlett, the specialist in subtone clarinet with Whiteman, Irving Brodsky, who was with the Bix in his last recording sessions, Chauncey Morehouse, drummer with the Gene Golcat Band and in several of Bix and Tram recordings, and Pete Pumiglio. The band was called Joe Glover and his Collegians, but it's interesting to know that most, if not all, of these Collegians were over 50 by the time they made that recording. Pete Pumiglio has several connections to Bix. Perhaps the most direct relates to Bix's visit to Saltzman's restaurant on June 12, 1931. Smith Ballou had a band at Saltzman's restaurant, and it included Bobby Van Epps and Rex Gavitt. Evans and Evans tells us about this situation, and it turns out that Bix was feeling very badly at that time, and after the band finished playing that night, Rex Gavitt took Bix to his home, and his wife could take care of him. His home was in Queens, not far from the apartment which eventually Bix rented. Very likely Pete Pumiglio was also in that band. Other connections to Bix through recordings of Pete Pumiglio with Jimmy Dorsey, Eddie Lang, Bobby Davis, Adrian Rollini, Tommy Dorsey, Irving Kaufman, Nat Shilkret, Joe Tardo, Charlie Margulis, Irving Brodsky, Chauncey Morehouse, Eddie Lang, Joe Venuti, Benny Goodman, etc., etc. Pete Pumiglio recorded with Smith Ballou, the California Ramblers, the Goofus Fives, the University Six, the Varsity Eight, the Seven Blue Babies. These were all sub-bands within the California Ramblers. Richard Himber, Arnold Johnson, Merle Johnston, Sam Lennon, Raymond Scott, Nat Shilkret, the Vagabonds, the Hot Air Men, Joe Venuti, Ted Wallace, Red McKenzie, and Benny Goodman. I searched three databases to find the information about Pete Pumiglio: the Social Security Death Index, the U.S. Census, and the Ellis Island Records. I found who I believe is the right Pete Pumiglio, but I will tell you that after I played some music. Well, let's get started then. And the first two recordings I want to play are by Ted Wallace and his orchestra. Ted Wallace was a pseudonym for Wallace T. Ed Kirkaby, the manager of the California Ramblers. The first two records are going to be Mary. This was recorded on November 23, 1927, with Chelsea Quilly and Harry Levine on trumpet, Al Filburn on trombone, Pete Pumiglio and Harold Marcus on clarinet, alto sax, Sam Ruby on tenor sax, Al Duffy on violin, Jack Rusin on piano, Tommy Fellini on banjo, Jack Hansen on brass bass, Herb Whale on drums, and the vocal for Mary is by Russell Douglas. November 23rd, 1927. Mary, what are you waiting for? The second record I want to play is by the same group, same composition of the band, but it's from December 7, 1927, and it's Cobblestones. And the vocal here is by Sammy Fain and Artie Dunn. So let's listen then to Pete Pumiglio with Ted Wallace in 1927.
What are you waiting for, Mary? What are you thinking about? Who are you thinking about, Mary? The bees are buzzing, they're buzzing right in my ear. They keep on asking, hey, what's the big idea? Think of the moon above, doesn't it speak of love, Mary? Why do you lead me on? Why do you be so contrary? Let my castles come tumbling down. Think of the things in store. What are you waiting for, Mary? (Laughs)
not hard. Step by step, each cobble brings me wealth. I know I'm on the run and hard not. Now I can see each one of them is a gem shining for me. Please get me there. Hear my prayer. Oh, cobblestones, walk my bones. Lead me to my home in the
Let me finish with the whatever biographical information I have about Pete Pumiglio. This is then from the Social Security Death Index. I found a Peter J. Pumiglio, born on December 12, 1904, died October 20, 1996 in Newport Richey, Florida. Now, from the U.S. Census, I found that in 1900 there is a John Pumiglio who's 18 and lives with his father, Peter. By 1910, John Pumiglio has his own household. He's 28. He lives with his wife, his son Peter J., age 5, and a daughter. And they live on 3rd Avenue in New York City. 1920 census, John Pumiglio is now 37. He lives with his wife Frida. She's 34. Son Peter, 15. Daughter Anna, 13, and another daughter, Dorothy, just a year and almost 2 years. And the address here is given as 246 Schaefer Street in Brooklyn. Pumiglio is a rather unusual name, and there are very few hits either in the SSDI or the U.S. Census. So I think this is the right Pete Pumiglio. There is something interesting, perhaps unusual. In the Ellis Island records, I found a Peter J. Pumiglio born December 12, 1902, not 1904, as the SSDI tells us, who arrived in New York on February 25, 1924, on the Santa Eliza from Cristobal, the Canal Zone. And the address given by this Peter J. Pumiglio is 28 Schaefer Street in Brooklyn. So I think I have the right Pete Pumiglio, but I'm going to try to confirm that. I found out that he had a grandson who's a drummer, and I'm trying to find out his email address or his address in order to confirm what I have found and perhaps add some information. Let's continue with the music. I want to play a couple of recordings by Arnold Johnson and his orchestra. Arnold Johnson, first recordings were in 1920, and then he recorded a few recordings here and there in 1922, 1923, then there was a gap, 1926, 1928. He was fairly active, 28, 29, and then again another gap, and eventually he recorded in 1937, his last recording session. Well, the two recordings by Arnold Johnson and his orchestra that I want to play are Get Your Man. This is from April 9, 1928. And Georgie Porgy from June 12, 1928. Composition of the band, according to Brian Rust, is Mickey Bloom and another trumpet, Paul Van Loan on trombone, Pete Pumiglia on clarinet, alto sax, Bobby Burns on clarinet, alto sax, and vocal, Roy Strong on violin and vocal, Harold Arlen, at the time he was known as Harold Erlock, on piano and vocal. There is a banjo, a string bass, Gary Gillis is on drums and vocal, Bobby Cavanaugh, Roy Ingram, and William McGee in other recording sessions, not the ones of interest here, are also in vocals. For Get Your Man, the April 9, 1928 recording, the vocals are by Roy Strum, Harold Arlen, and Roy Ingram. The next recording, Georgie Porgy, is of June 12, 1928, and the vocal is also by the same three vocalists, Roy Strum, Harold Arlen, and Roy Ingram. So, let's listen then to Pete Pumiglio with Arnold Johnson, 1928.
Thank you. All cry, at least that's what the storybooks say. But now somehow it's different today. Poor Georgie, poor Georgie, put an empire consists of babs with wicked eyes that makes off his dish. I only wish that he would just kiss me.
Did you notice how prominent the banjo was in the recording of Get Your Man? And of course, Mickey Bloom, one of the many Bixian trumpet players in the 1920s. Okay, now I want to play a couple of recordings by the Hot Air Men. The recordings I want to play are from May 23rd, 1929, Got a Feeling for You and Low Down Rhythm. Now, the Hot Air Men is an organization. They made very few recordings. They were, in fact, they had only three recording sessions, one in 29 and two in 1930. And the composition of the band is very similar to Red Nichols' Five Pennies, with one addition. Anyway, here in these two recordings, we have Phil Napoleon on trumpet, Carl Loeffler on trombone, Pete Pumigli on clarinet or alto sax, Chauncey Gray on piano, Tommy Fellini on guitar, Stan King on drums, and the additional instrument is the string bass, and it's a really good string bass played by Ward Lay. So let's listen then to Pete Pumiglio with the Hot Air Men, 1929.
Thank you.
Well, except for the string bass, the Hot Air Man sound a bit like the Five Pennies. Okay, now I want to go to the California Ramblers. These are recordings from 1929. First, I'll play Broken Idol from August 1st, 1929 with... let's see, I'm reading this from Rost, and he's making very replacements on an original group. It's Chelsea Quilly and Fred Van Epps Jr. on trumpet, Ted Reff on trombone, Pete Pumiglio and Harold Marcus on clarinet alto sax, Sam Ruby on tenor sax, Sidney Harris and Al Duffy on violin, Joe LaFaro, as well as Joe LaFaro. Okay, Chauncey Gray is on piano. Tommy Fellini on guitar. Stan King is on drums. I will follow that with a recording of one of my favorite songs, Fats Waller's Ain't Misbehaving. This is August 22nd, 1929. Chelsea Quilly and Tommy Gott on trumpet. Ted Reff on trombone. Pete Pumiglio and Harold Marcus on clarinet, alto sax, Sam Ruby on tenor sax, Chauncey Gray on piano, Tommy Fellini on guitar, Al Weber on brass bass, and Stan King on drums. So let's listen then to Pete Pumiglio with the California Ramblers, 1929.
Thank you.
Now I want to go back to Ted Wallace. This is September 3rd, 1929, at Kirkaby Wallace and his orchestra. When these recordings were issued on OK, they were under the name of Ed Lloyd and his orchestra. Now, the members of the band for these two recordings, Lovable and Sweet, and I'm Doing What I'm Doing for Love, both from September 3rd, 1929, is given by Rost as Ed Kirkaby directed. Two trumpets, trombone, Pete Pumiglia on clarinet, alto sax. There's another alto sax, a tenor sax, violin, piano, banjo, brass bass, drums. And there are vocals, again, unidentified vocals in both of these recordings. So let's listen then to Pete Pumiglia with a bunch of unidentified musicians, probably members of the California Ramblers at the time, with Ted Wallace in 1929.
I'll just go along. I'm doing what I'm doing for love. Who cares what others say? I'll be the one who'll pay for doing what I'm doing for love. Oh, gee, honey, I gave you up all I had. But gee, you know I'm really glad, because I did it all for you. And in after years, there may be some tears. Oh, but what can I do? I've broken man-made laws, but heaven will forgive me, 'cause I'm doing what I'm doing for love.
Now I want to get back to the Hot Air Men. These are Harlem Madness and Navy Blues, recorded on January 9, 1930. And the composition of the band is the same as I gave before. Phil Napoleon on trumpet, Carl Loeffler on trombone, Pete Pumiglia on clarinet, alto sax, Chauncey Gray on piano, Tommy Fellini on guitar, Ward Lay on the string bass, and Stan King on drums. So here is Pete Pumiglia with the Hot Air Men, 1930. Thank you. I'd like to wind up this program on Pit Pumiglio by playing a couple of recordings by Giovenuti's Blue Four. And here we're going to have an opportunity to hear Pit Pumiglio not only on clarinet but also on baritone saxophone. Very beautiful. The two recordings are from October 7th, 1930, The Wild Dog and Really Blue. And those four guys are all Italian: Giovenuti on violin, Pit Pumiglio on clarinet or baritone, Frank Signorelli on piano, and Eddie Lang, Salvatore Massaro, on guitar. So let's listen then to Pit Pumiglio with Giovenuti's Blue Four in 1930. Thank you. We hope you have enjoyed as much as I have this set of recordings by Pete Pumiglio, one of the underrated clarinet saxophone players from the 1920s. This is WBIX, the voice of the Bixography website. Well, let's get back to Bix now. We have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.